Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Tyler Morgan Show on Relentless Daring Media Network.
Welcome to Land of Bourbon and Bad Decisions. Oh my gosh. Welcome to Land of Bourbon and Bad Decisions. This is Relentless Daring live on twitch.tv/Tyler Morgan Show. If you're checking this out on podcast, feel free at any time if you are available on a Saturday night. Jump up here on Twitch, hang out with me. You can look at my whiskey in the background. You can watch whoever's recording in the background. Either or, I really don't care. Just have a good time. Come hang out. It'll be fun. Now, according to my new podcast platform, I am not allowed to engage in paid advertisements for products or to incorporate my own ads into the show. But that does not stop me from telling you about great coffee as long as I'm not getting paid for it. What's up, Kim? I see you hanging out there in the chat room. As I said, I can't get paid to tell you about coffee. I can't get paid to tell you about how American Pride Roasters is the best coffee that I have ever had. I can't get paid to tell you that if you are looking for a great bold blend of coffee, I would be remiss if I didn't suggest, because I'm not getting paid for this, I would be remiss if I did not suggest to you that you try the Roosevelt blend. The Teddy Roosevelt blend, to be precise, is a bold blend of Brazilian beans that just, the acidity is low, so it's nice and smooth. It doesn't bite back when you drink it. Just like I said, it's one of my favorites. It's up there with the Frederick Douglass and the Thomas Paine Age of Reason that I am currently working my way through right now. Please check it out. American Pride Roasters, they have such great blends of coffee, many of them named after historical figures, some named after goofballs over at that wonderful place known as Mojo 5-0. They're a great small company, and every time you order from them, you are helping a small business keep going. So please check them out. AmericanPrideRoasters.com. Historically great coffee. All right. So before I get into the insanity from this week, let me tell you, the last 48 hours have been mind-blowing. For those of you who are not watching on Twitch, did not see the look on my face as one of my LED lights just went tumbling off the desk. You may have heard it. It was kind of noisy. Oh, fun times. But anyways, so insanity of this week. The first thing I gotta say is apparently Republicans hate veterans. Yes, that's right. We GOPers, we constitutional people, we lovers of freedom, we hate our veterans. Yes, that's right. Why is that? Well, because earlier this summer, the Honor Our Pact Act was passed in the Senate and sent to the House for consideration. While in the House, the funding mechanism was changed from mandatory spending, or was changed, excuse me, I get that backwards, switched from discretionary spending to mandatory spending. I know, it's just, well, what does this all mean? What does this all mean? Okay, mandatory spending is every year when the budget's renewed, if we actually had a budget, then every year when the spending is renewed, $400 billion, period, end of story, goes into paying for burn pit exposure. You add to it that a lot of stuff was added in that includes illnesses that may or may not be directly linked to burn pit exposures. So now you have a very, and they also include in there, and it's not just burn pit exposure. It's not. For instance, for Marines who were stationed at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, who were exposed to toxic drinking water, payment for those Marines and their families to compensate for what they've been put through because of the toxic chemicals in the water, that would be covered. There's some other stuff in there as well. People who were exposed to radiation cleaning up in the Marshall Islands. So on and so forth. Several places where they cleaned up in Spain after a B-52 crashed carrying a nuclear bomb. So there's a lot of toxic exposure treatment that's being included. So I'm not going to denigrate that. I think those are all things that in the course of your duty, if you were exposed to, like I said, you got sent to the Marshall Islands in the 1970s and you had to clean up nuclear fallout and you got sick, you should probably get paid. If you had to go clean up depleted uranium on the battlefield in Iraq after Gulf Storm, Desert Storm, the first Gulf War, and you got sick from depleted uranium exposure, guess what? You should probably get paid. So I don't have a problem with any of that. The issue is with discretionary spending, as patients who were exposed to this either A, get healthy and are no longer at a medical risk because, hey, the issue has been cured, that's less money you have to spend. So when they renew it, they don't have to renew as much. Unfortunately, you have, like I said, you have people who cleaned up the Marshall Islands 50 years ago. They're probably dying soon. Not to be crass or anything, but if they're dying, that means you're not spending money on them. So you can, so when it comes to renewal, you can go, okay, we no longer have to spend $1 billion. So instead of a $400 billion budget for this plan, we only need $399 billion. And that makes fiscal sense, makes financial sense. So, like I said, the Senate passed this bill and sent it to the House back in June, 2 months ago, or a month and a half ago. The House passes it, changes the spending from, you know, discretionary, so it can be lowered if needed or raised if needed to mandatory. So regardless of how much actually needs to be spent, we have veterans who will get shortchanged because they don't have the budget for it, events as a possibility, or you'll end up with a surplus of already appropriated money. Now, Congress loves money that's already been appropriated. It's already on the books that we've agreed to spend this, but we're just not spending it on this now. We have this extra money that can go here, there, everywhere else. We just have to reallocate it. And at the same time, when you have this whole thing called a debt ceiling, I'm using air quotes on that because we know we really don't have a debt ceiling.
We're at the top of our debt spending limit. We should really roll back what we're spending.
Raise the debt ceiling. We'll spend more money later. We'll pay it off when we get, we'll pay it off with another credit card down the road. That's what it boils down to, honestly. So with mandatory spending, they're not hampered by the debt ceiling because, hey, we have to spend the money. It's mandatory. Whereas the discretionary spending, well, since that's $400 billion of discretionary spending that is now available, that's $400 billion we can put to something else. Well, I've seen from one of my veteran friends that this is a horrible hill for Republicans to die on.
Oh, this is a heck of a time to pretend to be, you know, fiscally responsible.
Yeah, but at the same time, imagine how it would look if they voted for this, and then it's like,
well, you're spending we didn't have. How could you support that?
It was a lose-lose situation for Republicans, honestly. And I think the worst thing about it, about all of this, has to be the fact that veterans just suddenly became political pawns for the Democrats, who historically have never really been fans of veterans. Huh. Weird how that happens. All of a sudden,
oh my gosh, the people we've never really cared about before, we got to take care of them. How dare they?
Don't mind me. I was not prepared because I got caught up doing other stuff. So a little yummy for the show. There's your whiskey pour for the ASMR. But now, like I said, you now have people freaking out that, oh, the Republicans, this is America first. And I got to try to get to Jon Stewart here. And I'm going to say, as far as Jon Stewart goes, he came out and he went nuclear about Democrats or about Republicans doing this. And I'm going to say that I appreciate his activism. Jon Stewart has done amazing things to make sure our troops are taken care of. He has done amazing things to honor the sacrifice of those who died on 9/11. He has done amazing things to get those people who were sickened by the concrete dust and all the other horrible noxious chemicals released from the World Trade Center collapse. And those people who got sick and cancer and all these other illnesses working at Ground Zero. John Stewart has been amazing, and I'm going to give him all the credit in the world for what he has done. But he went off because apparently we're no longer America First. And I want to play this. And there is a profanity warning because John Stewart, he was pissed, rightfully so, but I think for the wrong reasons. If it will play. Huh.
Battling.
Yep. Back this up here.
America's heroes who fought in our wars outside sweating their asses off with oxygen, battling all kinds of ailments while these motherfuckers sit in the air conditioning, walled off from any of it. Christina Keene will tell you from VFW. She sat in an office with Mitch McConnell and a war veteran from Kentucky, and he looked that man in the eyes and he said, we'll get it done. And he lied to him because Mitch McConnell yesterday flipped. I'm used to the lies. I'm used to the hypocrisy. Senator Pat Toomey won't take a meeting with the veterans groups. Sends out his chief of staff. I'm used to the cowardice. I've been here a long time. Senate's where accountability goes to die. These people don't care.
And he goes on and he rants and rants. And I'm not saying that all of his anger is misplaced. I really don't think it is. And he's right. Accountability does die. But if he goes back and he looks at Pat Toomey's stance, I mean, Pat Toomey he didn't vote for it in June. If that tells you about anything, apparently he had issues with it a month ago, but that doesn't mean they don't care about veterans. They want to make sure that this money that is going to go towards this, towards people like me, who I don't know how many nights on tower guard in Afghanistan, I had the smoke from our incinerator coming right into my tower for 6-8 hours. For the 9 months that I was in Kabul, Afghanistan, sucking in smog. And then during the winter time, when there was burning tires and other god-awful things that people burn to heat their homes outside that airport. And I was breathing that in. You ever do a 2-mile run for a physical fitness test at 6,000 feet of elevation in smog? It hurts. It's very painful all the way to the bottom of your lungs. Listen, I'm not going to be mad at John Stewart for where his anger is levied. He wants to just level it all at Republicans. And okay, that is kind of where his default setting is. My question is, why isn't he bringing up the Democrats who want to play funding games? why not look at both of them and go, hey, pull your heads out of your fourth point of contact and take care of our troops. If it's a funding issue, work it out. Our troops don't deserve to sit and suffer. Guys who have cancer from sucking in those fumes don't deserve to be told,
oh, that's not service related, sorry.
I have to have at some point my burn pit registry exam. Basically, listen to my lungs, maybe take x-ray CT scans, see what my lungs look like. It's very important they do this. But right now, I don't even know if it's even worth it, because what if there is something? What if they determine the 40 caliber size hunk of calcified granuloma that's in my right lung is somehow as a result of being exposed to this garbage, like it did lung damage, and then instead of getting infected, it created the granuloma that then started, encapsulating itself in calcium. So now I've got a 40 caliber sized hunk of stuff just growing in my chest. And then to be turned around, VFW has come out. Oh, the Republicans are bad. Well, the Republicans supported it before they changed the funding source. I even tweeted at the VFW, the national headquarters, that is like, hey, if you're going to be playing this game, you're going to be turning around and making your members, like me, a lifetime member. You're going to use me as a political pawn? Well, maybe I should rethink my membership. Do I really need to be a member of, a veterans advocacy organization that they're not going to advocate for me? They're going to use me. They're going to put me up as a prop.
Oh, look at this guy. He's suffering so badly. We need to take care of him.
What? No, I'm not suffering. Why are you using me like that?
Yeah, because we said so. Look at you. You're suffering. You do funny voices. Apparently your brain's not right. So you're suffering.
I don't need a white knight. I don't need some group to come in with this whole idea that, well, he can't take care of himself, so we have to do it for him. I don't need that. I don't want that. Veterans across the country don't want to be used as pawns. We don't want to be looked at as, oh, those poor broken people. They just can't get by. They need us. No. A guy I follow on TikTok, he had the start of that Jon Stewart video. And he came out and says, like, without getting political, he's like, veterans don't want to be, used as a political cannon fodder for one side to attack the other. We don't. I don't want Republicans to hold me up and go, no, look at this guy. We love this guy, and this guy we're going to take care of, and you guys suck because you hate him. I don't want that. I don't want Democrats doing that to me, using me to, make the Republicans look bad. I sure as crap don't want Adam Kinzinger up there. Oh, my God. There's a term that's been floating around the TikTok verse, especially the vet talk community, the mill talk community, about vet bro. If you are using your service to denigrate those who haven't served, you are a vet bro. If you're using your service to denigrate the character of service of another veteran, you are a vet bro. And I could get accused of being a vet bro myself because I have been hitting back at Adam Kinzinger. Because Kinzinger has been going off on Matt Gaetz, basically putting up pictures of him and his flight suit to make the point that he's better than Gaetz because Gaetz didn't serve in the military and Kinzinger is currently in the Air National Guard. Now, I'm not going to say anything about him being a weekend warrior pilot. I myself was a weekend warrior mechanic for 8.5 years before going active duty. But if you're going to act like a badass, at least have been a badass. Don't fly an aerial gas station, which is what he did. He was a KC-135 tanker pilot. Don't fly an aerial gas station and act like that makes you King Turd of Crap Mountain, because it doesn't. And then people get all mad because I'm like, oh yeah, that's cute. How about a real deployment? If you are in Afghanistan, you're 30,000 feet above it, well out of harm's way. Or if you're stationed in Afghanistan, you were at, Kandahar Airfield, Bagram Airfield, possibly Mez. Running air refueling ops out of there. More than likely it was Kuwait, but I digress. So people got mad because I was going, oh, isn't that cute? You in your flight suit and not in the combat zone. No. Yeah, people got mad because I had the audacity to tell,
you told a congressman that you've denigrated his service. Oh my God, how dare you?
It's like, he's denigrating that guy's service. He's doing the exact crap that Robert Heinlein railed against through Starship Troopers. Those of you, please, I understand if you watch the movie, that's fine. It is what it is. Although the guy who made the movie did a complete 180 on what Heinlein was railing against. But Heinlein had one of the things that he pointed out and he made a mockery of was that to be a full citizen, you needed to serve in some sort of federal service. Specifically the military, but the other federal services could guarantee you full citizenship. And that's basically what Kinzinger is doing. You're not a real citizen because you didn't serve. It's kind of like, go back to last year when I was calling out the Commandant of Space Command, because that Marine Sergeant Major was railing against Tucker Carlson for having the audacity to question the military when he never wore the uniform. It's a bunch of malarkey. It's a bunch of bullcrap. So please, don't use us as cannon fodder. And if you did serve, don't be denigrating those who didn't.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Alrighty, so now that I spent the whole first half hour on that, I don't really know where to go. I have some stuff I wanted to talk about. I guess I really do need to talk about this gun bill that went through Congress yesterday. With the help of, this calls moderate Republicans, I call them cowards. House Democrats passed the assault weapons ban, which GOP, see, blah, 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 blah. I have a full glass of whiskey into this, and I can't even talk. House Democrats pass assault weapons ban with GOP support after moderates get cold feet. House representatives passed legislation on Friday that would ban most semi-automatic weapons currently in use in the U.S., including AR-15s. Forget the Heller decision said that, you know, if it's in common use, you really can't ban it. So we'll see how quickly SCOTUS slaps this around going, I don't think so, Scooter. It's unconstitutional per Heller. Go away. Denied.
No, you look like an idiot.
The Assault Weapons Ban of 2021 Act, first introduced by Democratic Rhode Island Representative David Cicilline, that wonderful, outstanding excuse of a human being, would ban semi-automatic weapons that contained a magazine. Huh. A pistol or forward grip. Oh boy. And a folding, telescoping, or detachable stock, which, you know, a lot of weapons do have those because they make it really easy to adjust the weapon to you. But I digress. 215 Democrats and 2 Republicans supported the legislation, while 208 out of 213 no votes came from Republicans. So this, so regardless, I mean, yeah, you had what, see, 5 Democrats that voted no or didn't vote at all. So there was actually an opportunity. Republicans could have defeated it. I mean, they could have had 215 to 213 the other way. But they had no marbles. And meh.
Well, you know, you can't really go against the man.
A bill is not expected to pass the Senate. These military-style weapons were designed for the battlefield with maximum efficiency for when soldiers engage in combat. The military features banned by this bill are added to make these guns more accurate. Accuracy, good. More controllable. Because you don't want them kind of going everywhere when you're shooting. More concealable. What? And more deadly. Cicilline said in a floor speech urging colleagues to support the regulation. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler of New York. Oh, tits Nadler. Say that. Because, yeah, that's where he wears his waistline. Jerry Nadler of New York touted the bill during committee markup as banning weapons that are in common use across the U.S. The problem is that they're in common use, he said during an exchange with Republican North Carolina Representative Dan Bishop. Which, again, as I mentioned, according to Heller, because they are in common use, that would be unconstitutional going against the Heller decision. New York Representative Chris Jacobs, one of two Republicans to support the bill, said shortly after the Buffalo, New York mass shooting, he would support an assault weapons ban. He announced his retirement 1 week later. Yeah. In the few red areas in New York, you're going to come out and go, hey, I'm going to support this. By the way, I'm not running for re-election, so you can't primary me. You can't throw me out. Because it's really, really, really easy to stand up for something when you have no consequences for it. Kind of like Roy Blunt here in Missouri. I'm not running for re-election in 2024. So I'm going to support all this garbage coming from the Democrats because I don't have to pay any consequences for not representing the people of Missouri. For years, Democrats told us we're not coming for your guns. Yes, they are. The Second Amendment is as clear as possible. That's their beef. The Second Amendment says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, but they don't care. Republican Ohio Representative Jim Jordan said in a floor speech, I'm sure this is based off a transcript, but that doesn't make it any easier to read. They don't care about that fundamental liberty, law-abiding citizens in this country enjoy, and they're coming for your firearms. Even Beto O'Rourke said it. Hell yes, we're coming for your guns. Or hell yes, we're coming for your AR-15s. And yeah, that's the most honest that you've seen any politician be whenever they don't have some sort of active attempts at taking your guns. They will sit and fight tooth and nail as soon as they have a reason they can say the quiet part out loud. And it's funny when running for president, Beto O'Rourke was very, hell yes, we're coming for your AR-15s. But then suddenly when he's running for governor of Texas, No, I'm not coming for your gun. Oh my God, why would you say such a horrible, horrible thing? I would never take your guns. It's nuts. It's insane. It's asinine that they think they can just keep gaslighting us that, we're not doing that. And the whole idea that a collapsible buttstock makes an AR-15 more concealable. No. David Cicilline is an idiot. I mean, categorically speaking, he is a bigger banana head. Damn, the man saved the empire. And it's that he could come up on the floor and he can say things that are, I'm not going to say they're blatantly wrong, but if he wants a weapon that is less accurate and less controllable. So then if you have a situation where a person is using one of these dangerous killing machines of war to actually do the right thing. There's the shooting in Texas a couple years ago where the NRA instructor with an AR-15 shot the guy who shot up the church because, you know, that's where his ex's family went to church. And he should have never been allowed to legally buy a gun. But that's a whole nother story because the Air Force failed. And you're telling me you want the NRA instructor to have a weapon that he cannot accurately place a round in the armpit gap of that guy's body armor and mortally wound him. Are you just going to tell people that if they want an accurate rifle that is highly maneuverable inside the close quarters of a home, he's going to give you a blunderbuss with some grape shot, and I hope you don't shoot the dog when you're shooting at the bad guys. Really? You're going to do that? That's what you're asking for when you want weapons that are less accurate and less controllable. You're asking for weapons that are going to get bystanders hurt. You're going to get weapons that lead to people getting injured, even outside of a defensive shooting, even outside of an offensive shooting. Because if you can't control where that round is going, it is an unsafe weapon. Doesn't matter who's handling it. It could be the world's greatest sniper. If he cannot control that weapon and he cannot place rounds accurately, that weapon is far more unsafe than anything currently on the market today. All right, I was going to talk about Joey B being all mad that we've basically forgotten that wonderful $8,000 bribe. Not a bribe. The $8,000 stimulus that he gave us from the bottom of his heart and it wasn't from his paycheck? It wasn't out of his bank account? It was printed by the Fed. It's not actually backed by, Okay, so Joey's mad that we've forgotten about how great all that money was that he gave us that was magically printed out of thin air with nothing to buy it. Yeah, Joey, might want to stop and think about that for a second. So I'm going to go my last little bit of insanity for the night before I hop off here. Anna Navarro is mad. I mean, we already know Anna Navarro is mad because she's mad about everything. It could be that, she's tired of having to tell people she's a conservative when she's not. It could be she's tired of pretending to be a Republican because she's not. But now she's mad that Ron DeSantis is. I don't know if I get through this story. It's just so sad. She's mad that Ron DeSantis is going after drag queens. Oh, it's so sad. The View co-host Anna Navarro ranted against Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Friday for filing a complaint against a bar that hosted drag shows with minors present. I'm sorry, if last time I checked, if I went to the city park in a thong and started shaking what I've got at the little children, I would probably be in jail. So apparently if I go to my local neighborhood drinking establishment, charge an overhead and do the same, and put on a bra as well as a thong and shake what I've got at little kids, that's cool, according to Anna Navarro, according to a lot of people on the left. I should be allowed to do that because, well, it's just entertainment. Well, it was just entertainment at the city park. But no, you get all your panties in a twist and had me hauled off for shaking my thing at the children. Navarro claimed DeSantis is attempting to portray LGBTQ. They reorganized the letters. I was like Steve Dace, the Rainbow Jihad. Navarro claimed DeSantis is attempting to portray Rainbow Jihad people as groomers by suing a Miami bar called Our House for allegedly exposing minors to sexually explicit content. Remember, you as a parent can have the rightful indignation of, I'm sorry, you were wearing what from my child? Oh, I'm sorry. You're discussing what with my child again without my permission? No. But no, that's fine. But if you're in the government and you discuss this, and you want to try to rectify situation, you want to punish people for doing this to children, well, that's just a bridge too far, my friend. You can't go there. You're not allowed to be mad at them for doing that. Really? Last I checked, I should be allowed to go after people who are exposing themselves to children and engaging in sexually explicit acts in front of children. He is suing them because there was one brunch where there was one child and there's video of that, and he thinks that's inappropriate, and he thinks that's worth, instead of passing property insurance in Florida, he thinks it's worth going after the drag queens. Yeah. Because last I checked, if there was a luncheon and I took my child to the local titty bar, I would probably be in some sort of trouble. I'm pretty sure the owner of that establishment, using that word loosely, would be in some kind of trouble if they knew there was a child there and did not say, hey, you sicko with the kid, get out. It's insanity. Actor and singer Billy Porter, who joined the panel Friday as a guest, said conservatives are pushing back against drag queens and the Rainbow Jihad community because, quote, the change has already happened. He accused DeSantis and anyone opposing drag shows of labeling Rainbow Jihad people as pedophiles for liking to wear. No! No, sir! No! That is not true. If Billy Porter, you look amazing in dresses, or at least you think so in your own mind. I don't care that you wear a dress. I don't care if you dress in drag and do the hula. I don't. However, the problem is not that. The problem is teaching children that an aberrant lifestyle, and it is aberrant, it is not the mainstream. As much as you want it to be, Billy Porter, it is not. As much as you want to believe that, you know, this is perfectly normal, it's not. You know how I can prove this? Because in nature, if we believe in evolution as much as the atheists do, as much as the left believes in evolution over intelligent design. Keep in mind, according to evolution, your kind is dying out because they can't reproduce. So there's only one way to make more. God said, go forth and be fruitful and multiply. There's only one way for the Rainbow Jihad to multiply. And that is to indoctrinate and to teach and to coach and to groom. To groom others to be like them. Does not matter if they're 4, doesn't matter if they're 8, doesn't matter if they're 32. If you are slowly exposing children or any other person to a lifestyle or to a concept and slowly build them into wanting, into participating into said concept. It does not matter if it is a cult. It doesn't matter if it's gay sex. It doesn't matter if it's snake handling. I don't care. If you're slowly exposing them and destigmatizing whatever it is, gay sex, lesbian sex, trannies, snake handling, whatever, wearing orange robes in the back mountain country of Oregon, that is grooming. There's a clinical definition for what grooming is, Billy Porter. And exposing children to drag queens to, oh, well, this is normal, man. I guess I don't see a problem with it. That's the problem. Adult men and women participating in acts that I don't agree with, that I'm not attracted to, in the privacy of their bedroom, that is on them. Don't care. If they're talking to my child and telling them why it's perfectly normal, perfectly healthy, you should try it. That's where I have the problem. I have as much of a problem as a parent taking a child into a drag club as I do with a parent taking a child into Chippendales. As much as I have a problem with a parent taking their child into a hustler club. It doesn't matter. There are certain things you don't expose your children to. Not necessarily because, oh, well, that's wrong. You can't do that. Not because, oh, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's because it's the natural order of things. If I give my kid a porno and can be charged with any number of things and having my children taken from me, then the same should be able to happen to parents who take their kids to drag queen story hour. And our news cycles, we lean into the negatives all the time. If it bleeds, it leads. We're not talking about the positive part of all this stuff, including that DeSantis is the change has already happened. Y'all are still trying to label us pedophiles because we put on dresses. Stop that. There's a direct line with these people. I don't even like children. Good for you, but no one's just saying you're doing anything. However, when you go on a remake of Cinderella and you, the black guy in a dress, are playing the fairy godmother, which I find that absolutely hilarious, a gay guy in a dress playing a fairy godmother. I'll let that one sink in there for a second. You labeled yourself with the pejorative, dummy. But no one is saying what you do in the privacy of your home or what you do on Broadway, what you do on the red carpet for the Oscars. No one's saying is you're doing anything. The problem is when you have the activists who are training up children to participate. That's the problem, Billy Porter. Florida governor condemned the exposure of children to drag queens during a Thursday press conference. Having kids involved is wrong. That is not consistent with our law and policy in the state of Florida, and it is a disturbing trend in our society to try and to sexualize these young people. That is not the way to you look out for our children. You protect children. You do not expose them to things that are inappropriate. Republican Florida State Representative Anthony Sabatini announced his plan to introduce legislation banning drag shows for children in early June. The legislation, if passed, would make it a felony for an adult to bring a child to a sexually themed drag show and would allow authorities to interfere and take away parental rights if these violations occur. I agree!
I just want my child to be cultured.
Okay, There are ways you could do that without having them you know, get a lap dance and put dollar bills in a dude's thong. Just saying. Republican Texas State Representative Brian Slayton announced similar plans to ban drag shows for minors after a family-friendly drag show video went viral showing a drag queen with a sign behind him that read, "It's not gonna lick itself." Drag Queen Story Hour events have become prominent in schools and libraries to teach young children about gender fluidity. The program captures the imagination and play of the gender fluidity of children and gives kids glamorous, positive, and unabashedly queer role models. But remember, you're David French. Drag Queen Story Hour is a blessing of liberty. Children have also been exposed to sexually explicit drag shows out in public, seemingly by parental consent. A California middle school subjected students to a drag queen by the name of Nicole Jizz, who danced in front of the children. Yeah, it's insanity. I don't know where our world is heading. Our country is rapidly going down the tubes, and there's nothing we can do about it, it feels. All I can say is keep up the good fight. If you have a voice, please use it. I beg of you, use your voice to make sure what's going on in the world is not going to be dragging the rest of it down. Find your feet and stand up. That's going to wrap it up for the show this week. Again, thank you so very much to Kim, who's hanging out all by her lonesome there in the chat room. I don't know why no one else wanted to come on tonight. Could be that's 10 o'clock at night and people are in bed. I don't know. I'm just doing the best I can here. Again, be sure to check out patreon.com/Tyler Morgan Show for bonus content. If you subscribe minimum subscription of $5 a month, you get access to ad-free episodes. I'm going to start making sure these episodes go up. You know, post them twice, once ad-free for, you know, for all the wonderful folks there on Patreon. And then, you know, also have the regular, hopefully start getting ads and ad revenue and stuff coming in for all of you who aren't nice enough to subscribe on Patreon. It's okay. I still love you, I guess. Also on Patreon, you can also get the bonus content, the extra shots. Get those. This week I had took a look at DOJ announcing that there's a Russian who spent 8 years over the course of 3 different presidential administrations influencing local elections, as well as funding a Marxist racial identity group. So that's a little fun 15-minute jaunt. If you are subscribing, you want to check out the extra shots there on Patreon. Again, thank you so much for listening. You are subscribed to the podcast. I ask you to do 4 things, say 4 things every week. Number one, please subscribe. That way you get notification every week that, hey, Tyler Morgan Show just put up a new episode. Number two, please rate it 5 stars. 5 stars. I don't know what's on my hand there. I just saw it. Weird. 5 stars, then 4 stars all except 3 and below. 3 and below, we need to have a conversation. Okay? Just hit me up. DM me at Tyler Produces on Twitter. We will talk. We'll discuss it. After you have rated it, please, number three, write a review. Say some nice things. Embellish if you need to. Not asking you to get carried away. A little embellishment. Don't get carried away. And finally, please share this episode with somebody you like. Share this episode with somebody who you think was completely pissed off. I don't care. I will be a tool for your angering of your liberal friends. I enjoy doing these things. It's fun. All right. Again, thank you so very much for listening. Remember, the show is available on all podcast platforms except iHeartRadio. Actually, I think I am back up on iHeart. I have to double check. I think it went back up, so that's good, I guess. They dropped my show for a while. I don't know. I guess I made it mad. It happens. Oh, well. Again, thank you so much for listening. And as always, Stay relentless.
The Tyler Morgan Show is a Relentless Daring Media production. The Tyler Morgan Show is supported by its listeners. To support the show, go to ko-fi.com/Tyler Morgan Show to donate there, or relentlessdaring.com and hit the donate button at the top of the page to set up your donation. All music used in the Tyler Morgan Show is used with permission from purpleplanet.com. Link in the show notes. 2 Timothy 1:7.